Good morning, everyone. This is Danny Mack, and I want to welcome you to this episode of Starting Right. Here at Danny Mack Ministries, we are in the process of making some changes in how we do things and trying to look at new ministry opportunities and new teaching programs that we are developing. And one day a week, we're going to open up the archives and present to you one episode pulled from one of the 400 that we have already put together for you. And I really think you'll enjoy this episode. It's a story about a father and a young son who knelt down beside the son's bed to say his evening prayers. But when the young boy made a mistake, both the boy and his father learned an even more powerful lesson. Sit back and enjoy this episode called Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep from February the 24th of 2021. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. This children's prayer has been around for a long time. In fact, it originated back in the 18th century and has been used in every generation since then. In fact, you probably prayed this yourself when you were just a child. Let me tell you a story about how a young father learned something brand new from this very old prayer. It was bedtime for the man's 4-year-old son. So together they walked into his bedroom and they knelt beside his bed, getting ready to have their evening prayers as they always had together. They folded their hands and the dad began to pray, but his son stopped him and said, "Dad, I want to say it by myself tonight. Let me say it by myself." So the father said, "Okay, you pray and I will listen." The boy was so excited. This was his first time praying by himself. So he got all set and he got through the first part of the prayer extremely well, powerfully strong. But then something happened and he got a little bit mixed up. He prayed it kind of like this. "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should wake before I die..." And he stopped. He was embarrassed. He said, "Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry. I got mixed up. His dad put his arm around the boy and hugged him and said, "Not at all, son. Not at all. I believe that's the first time that prayer has actually been properly prayed. What I want more than anything else for you is that you wake up before you die." The child drifted off to sleep, but the father thought more about those prophetic words. "If I should wake before I die, that's the most important part," he said. I love this story because it talks about this child who thought he'd made a mistake. He was trying so hard to do it right for dad, and it came out wrong. And yet when it came out wrong for the child, it came out with a greater truth than what he would have said if he'd done it right. I love the fact that God wants us to live before we die. We're not here just to get to heaven. We're here to live in this earth and to occupy it and to be God's representatives, his ambassadors, the Bible calls us, of his truth and his life and his light to this world and to the people around us. We are to live, not just survive. And there's a huge difference between those two things, between surviving and living. Jesus declared that "I have come that you might have life and have it to the full." That life that Christ has for us is to be a full life here. It's not to be a life of just surviving. It's to be a life full of doing and being and accomplishing the things that God has for us. And he has so much for us. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." God's desire for us is that we live and that we live as people of light. So how do we do that? How do we live and shine this light? One of the ways that we can do that, and it's not always easy, but this is key. Because we have this relationship with God, we do not have to live in fear because of what's happening around us. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." When we live without fear, in the midst of people who are full of fear, we shine God's light to them. And not only is that a benefit to them, that's a benefit to us. And one more thing today. We're told exactly how to live to let people see God work in us. Galatians 5:22, the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Remember that we are to live before we die, and that we are people of light. Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden." Down verse 16, "In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." God speaks to us and says, "I have this light for you in your life. Let it shine. Let it shine to give you peace and strength. Let it shine to others around you. And let them see the truth of who God is, because they see it shining from you." Have a great day, my friends. We'll talk again tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.